Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Hey, what's going on, friends? My podcast every day is broken up into two parts on the free platform. The first part, Act 1, is right now. When it's all done, go right on over to Act 2 to get the second half of the podcast. Thank you so much for checking out my show. Hello, hello. Hope you all are well. Welcome into the Eric Zane Show podcast, a daily show where I discuss news, nonsense, and my personal adventures. Excuse the mic with duct tape on it. What can I say? It's a ghetto show. That's how we roll. Anyway, so glad you are here. I want to update you on the cat, my neighbor. Oh boy, man, this story got people pissed off. Man, my God. Subject line, your neighbor is an asshole. Now, I don't know if we can call, well, I'll just read it. Aaron writes, this animal neglecting douchebag has absolutely no business owning a pet. Now, I will say this. They have no experience in taking care of a cat. Now, I know, and you know, most of you, that cats are, you know, they do what they want. The one thing you can't do with a cat is have it like in a cage. Clearly he has zero awareness about the needs of a cat, which are very misunderstood animals in general. I know about the needs of a cat, your old pal EZ. Feed them, make sure they have water, and then let them do whatever they want. Keep the box clean, and you'll be fine. The second you make it so that the box is not clean, they're going to make you pay. You don't want to do that. He continues. Aaron continues. I've had many cats over the years, and they absolutely should not be confined to a cage 24/7, especially at 4 months old. Please tell this moron that the cat needs to be let out immediately or you will throw his ass in the cage instead and or call animal control. Side note, cats in general should be kept indoors and only allowed outside temporarily if they have an enclosure of some type. Aside from shortening their lifespan due to traffic, other predators, etc., they decimate local wildlife and are a big reason the bird population is declining. Please get the word out, EZ. Who knew that the bird population is declining? I didn't know that. the bird population is declining? How in God's name would anybody know if the bird population is declining? Not by my house, by the way. Corey writes, I've had a cat shit on the floor right next to me, right next to the box, while making eye contact with me because the box wasn't cleaned. Oh, yeah. Kuipers describes it as, it's called the circle of life, you fuck. I don't know why you got to call him a fuck. I don't think he's a fuck. Whatever, dude. Yeah, who knows? I don't know if the bird populations are declining. I don't know if it is the circle of life. I mean, whatever. But, you know, I agree with you that dude's in over his head if he thinks that you can just cage the cat. So my man saw me yesterday, and I think he knows what's up because this was the follow-up to when I banged on his door the day before. And I wanted to make sure he understood where I was coming from. So I'm at this point, I'm speaking on behalf of the entire audience about the cat. And he sees me, he comes walking up. I go, hey, before we say anything, I just want to say this. I said, if you keep the cat in a cage, that is absolutely the wrong way to own a cat. You're going to have to either put the cat up for adoption or bring it in the house. I said, that's just my opinion. You do what you want. It's your cat. But I'm just telling you. I've owned cats for a long time. And a lot of people I know have owned cats for a long time. And the one thing we all agree is that a cat in a cage is just not going to work. And he goes, I know. It's not me. It's my daughter. And I'm like, well, yeah, it's your daughter. But at the same time, you're in charge. So figure it out. This is the first time I've ever spoken up. It's always been just, hey, how are you? Hey, how are you? But now it's like, I felt like I had to say my piece, you know? You ever do that? You're like, I feel like I'm leaving something on the table. I feel like I should say something. So I said, I just don't know if you guys are the right people for pets. You've never had pets. You don't want pets in your house, yet you have a pet. It's kind of like a fly in the ointment here, a little ripple in the space-time continuum, if you will. The whole world did not expect there to ever be a moment in time when you would have a pet. You know? If your kid wants to have the pet, and, you know, I'm thinking this, I didn't say this part. I'm like, you know, I mean, maybe the time just isn't right. The kid's got to move on and have her own house. Then she can have as many cats in there as she wants. Anyway, I know that the cat is now inside. So we got that going for it. I think we will, I think as time passes, I think dad's got to just, I mean, honestly, a dad of daughters, I'll say this. If I ever had didn't want pets in my house and my kids brought a pet over, I think you have to kind of be malleable. I am a very malleable dad. I can be, swayed and bent. Case in point, Benny the one-eyed wonder dog. We had three dogs at the time. Jackie brings that dog home. I don't want that dog. But there comes a time when you have to go, okay, it only makes sense that I have this dog. I'm going to have to do this. Okay? That's it. Just accept it, embrace it, and now we couldn't be happier. I took a good hard look at Benny. Ribs showing, very skittish, has heartworm, has tick-borne kidney disease, one eye. In fact, the eye had just gotten removed, so he still had a shaved face with stitches. The cat or the dog looks like he just went a few rounds with the champ. And I'm like, hey, who wants the dog? When Jackie brought it home. And then after about 2-3 days of looking at him all sad, I was like, eh, fuck. There's no fucking way anybody's going to want this dog. He's going to be miserable. Just love him up. And here we are. He's Benny the Wonder Dog. Benny the Wonder Dog. Benny the One-Eyed Wonder Dog. Okay, I don't have it in front of me. Fuck me. So, I just wanted to get that out of the way because I know there have been audience members who've been really bothered by this story. Maureen says, thank you for being a voice for the voiceless. Who will help them if we don't? If you see something, say something, and you did. Gunner's Benny the One-Eyed Wonder Dog song ends with, don't you want him? Because Easy was trying to find a home for him at the point. Still, if I remember it correctly, that is so true. All right. Maureen says, my son brought a kitty home once. I said, no way, and took it to the shelter. I adopted her a few days after because I felt so bad. 9 years later, she's asleep on top of my fridge right now. Yeah, you know, I do say this, though. Being that we have so many pets, I'm like, we're full. We are, okay, no vacancy. None. The Michigan Wolverines, I guess, I don't want to say they're on the hot seat again. I know Wolverine fan is like, this is a nothing burger. And I think you're right. But this all stems from notice of accusation or notice of allegation, whatever, against Michigan. This goes back to Connor Stallions. Which that asshole has his Netflix special coming out. Stallions would go scout other teams and then report back to Michigan about their signs. Now, some of this is cloudy, murky. Some are like, you need to see proof. You don't need to see proof. I'm just going to tell you, this is what happened. Now, you can choose to believe it if you want. Michigan, they cheated their ass off by scouting other games, stealing the signs. Stallions would then go over to Harbaugh's house and have beers and say, hey, here's the signs for Michigan State. I was on CMU's sideline, which that whole thing is so goddamn ridiculous. Harbaugh gets in trouble. People get fired. Stallions is out. Linebacker coaches out. Harbaugh serves 3 games or some shit, and that's it. Okay, Michigan wins all those fucking games without cheating. Michigan wins. They run through the playoffs. They win the national championship. If there's more information that comes out about that, should they get in more trouble? No, I don't think so. But did they cheat? Of course they cheated. Absolutely they cheated. But no one cares. I don't even care. I just didn't like that they cheated to win all those fucking games. Now, the football coach, Sharon Moore, he's the guy who when Michigan won a football game and he was the acting head coach, and Harbaugh was suspended. Sherrone Moore got on TV. He was crying, and he said, "I fucking love you. I love you, coach. It's fucking for you." It was fucking fantastic. I love that moment. Now they're saying Moore violated NCAA rules. Notice of allegations, NOA. Moore is one of seven members from last year's team accused of this. Moore could face a show cause penalty, whatever that means, and possibly a suspension because they're saying he deleted a thread of 52 text messages with Stallions in October of 23 on the same day that media reports revealed Stallions was leading an effort to capture the play calling signals of future opponents. The draft states that the texts were later recovered via device imaging. I don't know what that means. Does that mean screenshots? How? I mean, if I let's say I'm cheating on Pooh Bear, which, by the way, last night she accused me of cheating on her. I woke up at 4 a.m. to go to the bathroom, and I got back in bed, and I hear, "I'm mad at you." And I go, "Okay, what's up?" She goes, "You're having an affair with Angel." I go, "Okay, what are you talking about?" "I had a dream that you were having an affair. You were cheating on me with someone named Angel." I go, "Oh, so I'm mad at you." I go, "This is a stupid conversation." Moore subsequently produced them to enforcement staff. So he deleted them, and then he thought better of it and produced them to enforcement staff? Why? Why would you do that? He's accused of committing a level 2 violation. I guess level 1 is the worst. Moore, who took over as the head coach in January when Harbaugh cut and ran. That was weird. He was serving as their offensive coordinator for several seasons, is considered a potential repeat violator by the NCAA because in August of 23, he negotiated a resolution to claims that he contacted recruits during the COVID-19 recruiting dead period. Which, you know, okay, great. Harbaugh, Chris Partridge, Denard Robinson, and Stallions are also accused of committing level 1 violations, the most serious category in the NCAA's enforcement process. I'm just curious about the timing. I mean, when this was all actually a story, you would think that they would have, in short order, done their investigation and found out everything they needed to find out and gotten to the bottom of this. Now, just before the football season starts, they fire this whole thing up again. No one really gives a fuck. Nobody cares.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of 5-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
If I'm the NCAA, I'm like, it took us too long. Let's just fucking not even bother. I am curious why the NC2A has such a hard-on for Michigan. I mean, I'm not a Michigan fan, as you can tell. But I don't understand why Michigan is in the crosshairs so desperately for this shit. Harbaugh is accused of not cooperating because he denied the NCAA's request to review relevant messages and phone records from his personal cell phone. The draft says Harbaugh could face a show cause restriction if he ever opts to return to college sports. There's been talk about it. People have said, oh, yeah, will they have to vacate wins? Will they have to vacate their national championship? No. Come on now. Sorry, O'Neal. Nothing like that. There's a little bit more boring shit about it that kind of like just rehashes a lot of the old stuff, which, I mean, honestly, who wants to do that? I really question the timing of this. Tyler says Michigan State and Ohio State fans care a lot, LOL. Well, yeah, for sure. But at the end of the day, Michigan won those games that mattered fair and square. They were a great team last year. I don't know if they'll be so great this year, but still. Piano Fingerbanger says the timing is totally calculated. Yeah, that part's bullshit. I want to play this clip of Harbaugh. He said more in this clip than he ever said at Michigan. All he ever said at Michigan was those dumb fucking words of wisdom, confidence building slogans that you see at a motivational speech conference. I think he did pretty well here, though. Here's Harbaugh.
Yeah, I do have a comment on that.
It's low.
Never lie, never cheat, never steal.
Sorry about that. Let me fucking start this over. I suck so bad.
Yeah, I do have a comment on that. Never lie, never cheat, never steal. I was raised with that lesson. I have raised my family on that lesson. I have preached that lesson to the teams that I've coached. No one's perfect. If you stumble, you apologize.
Okay, when he said that, I thought, uh-oh, he's going to admit to something.
And you make it right. Today, I do not apologize. I did not participate, was not aware, nor complicit in those said allegations. So for me, it's back to work and attacking with an enthusiasm unknown to mankind.
Either he is an excellent liar or he's absolutely innocent, has nothing to do with this. Maureen says, never lie, never cheat, never steal, except signals. You can steal signals. It sounds like Harbaugh giving some sweet pillow talk after putting out a cigarette on his arm and plowing his wife. Chris says, you can hear it. It's just super quiet and can't understand it. What did he say? He said, I raised my kids and never lie, never cheat, never steal. That's the way I was. That's the way I was raised. If you do stumble, you apologize and you move forward. However, today, I do not apologize, is what he said. Yeah, I don't know why that was so low. If he is lying, and he might be lying, I don't want to live in a world where someone that emphatically says that they don't apologize and they didn't do anything wrong, and then they turn around and are lying. I don't want that. I don't want to be around people that would do that. Chris says, Moore is the fall guy. That's why Harbaugh left for the NFL. I don't know. Yesterday at Bosco's Pub, I had an interaction with a regular that shows up once in a while. And I'm standing there just chit-chatting. And he goes, hey, you've been making fun of a friend of mine. And I said, who? He says, Maitland. And I go, oh, I go, how do you know her? And he said something like his best friend is brothers with her boyfriend or something like that. I go, yeah, I sure have. I've been talking. And he just laughs. He goes, I don't care. He goes, I don't judge. I go, well, honestly, it's nothing personal. It is absolutely nothing personal. I'm just simply calling it like I see it. And that is, she shouldn't be on a microphone. I've said it many times. Seems to be incredibly nice, friendly, gregarious, a beauty unmatched, but absolutely no business being near a microphone. Has no microphone presence. Has no ability to filter out superfluous details. What is good, what is bad when it comes to storytelling. Not everybody needs a microphone. She's got a microphone. And it's heard all over the United States. Okay, so now I'm like, God damn it. I can be a pussy or I got to double down. So I doubled down. I go, yeah, she seems nice, but she's just god awful. She's just terrible. And the dude just laughed. He was not offended, but oh, that was so fucking awkward. So then time passes. I went back to making French fries. And then I peek my head back around. I go, hey, so have you heard about the radio show that she's supposed to start called Girl Date with Kelly and Mate on Mix 95.7. He goes, oh yeah, well that's what my pal was telling me about. I go, what? Yeah. They heard your show when you were talking about Girl Date with Kelly and Mate. So then it worked its way through my friends back to me. And I go, well, when's the show going to start? When is that show happening? And he says, I don't know. I go, okay. All right, fine. Now, again, I got that on good authority from Ross, that girl date with Kelly and Mate is happening. As everybody knows, whenever anyone associated with the Freeburn Hot Wing show loses a significant other, I become soulmates with them. I've got a whole stable of audience members, former significant others. I could have an entire team for Family Feud with my stable of significant others, former significant others of show members. So then I said to my guy here at the bar, I go, look, because of the, I have that history. If he ever kicks her to the curb or it's the other way around, you got to put me in touch with him because that would fall into, I mean, it's kind of like a ritual. Whenever someone breaks up with someone from that show, more often than not, I weasel my way into befriending or information or whatever. It's well known. Chris in Buffalo says, well, at least Kelly will have another $13 an hour job. Corey says, your worlds were colliding. Oh, big time. I was a little bit intimidated at first. I was like, oh, this is the big one. This is where somebody beats my ass for something I said. But that dude is who I was talking to was so laid back. He's so cool. So it was all good. Piano Finger Banger says Maitland is Freeber's version of a DEI hire. Okay, I want to stop you right there. Because whenever people say a DEI hire, it's one of the biggest racist slurs you can possibly say nowadays. If you say, oh yeah, if someone let's say... whatever, there's a black person at whatever place that you're restaurant or and you're not happy with the service and you say, yeah, DEI. That's a slur. That's what you're doing there. So DEI is a good thing. Diversity, equity, and inclusion is not a bad thing. Again, the far right have made that to be an insult. Just like they took the word woke and made it an insult. When a person is woke, they're concerned about other people's feelings and how other people are. They're looking out for others. When you say diversity, equity, and inclusion, that's a good thing. You want that in the world. So I want you to ban that from your vocabulary. Cole says, if it's a good thing, why do people get mad when you say DEI? No, only far-right slobs like you get offended at that, get mad at that. A moron would get mad at that, like you. So no, that's if someone says, yeah, hey, our company is all about diversity, equity, and inclusion, that's good. That is a good thing. All right? Piano Finger Banger says, I'm with you. I meant he hired her because she's hot, not an actual DEI hire. Cole says, I don't get mad. Oh, don't give me that shit. I know how you're a fucking righty. Which, by the way, today is election day. Get your ass to the polls and vote. Yeah, I got to do that. I got to vote for all the people that are not Ottawa Impact. Corey says that people who hate DEI think that a qualified white person is not being hired over an unqualified minority person. Corey did a good job of putting into words what I could not. Thank you. Jeremy says people get pissed off when it's implied that someone is only hired for the sake of DEI. We need DEI. God damn it. Case in point, when Ottawa Impact took over Ottawa County, day one of business, they wiped out the DEI office. They closed it down, so we don't need it anymore. We're saying no to diversity, equity, and inclusiveness. Fucking morons. All right. So I'm hoping that this is the beginning of the end, the next step in the beginning of the end for Ottawa Impact here in beautiful Ottawa County, Michigan. All right, for those enjoying the show on Facebook and YouTube, I am kicking you out. You have to go to twitch.tv/Eric Zane Live if you want the rest of the show. Head to any podcasting platform for the audio. You can download it, subscribe, rate, and review. Send me an email on the Shoreliner Striping inbox, eric@ericzaneshow.com. Thank you very much. And my Patreon, where tomorrow we have a Big Fraud Wednesday, where we will kick off the show at 6:15, kick off the festivities at 6:15 with Who Are These Free Beers? It's going to be awesome. Cannot wait to share with you this clunker of a Hot Wings hot take, which again solidified the thought that all he does is explores his home, the ride to and from work, and or the ride to and from the store and being at the store itself to get inspiration for these stupid hot takes. And the basis for his hot take was the singing duo Simon and Garfunkel and a 1980s all-chick band called the Bangles that no one remembers, hardly. And a song that they did, originally done by Simon and Garfunkel. It's something no one has ever thought about ever. Talk about a lackluster effort. And then he fell on his fucking face, and Freebeer rightfully made fun of him badly. And I was pretty fantastic. I was pretty fantastically impressed with Greg doing that for a change. Again, I will always give credit. If there's something funny or interesting, I'm not just going to beat them up. All right? Greg did a good job of, did he make Hot Wings squirm? Holy shit. But this whole thing was screwed up from the get-go. Chris says, Ben Glaze has gotten really good with his setup and delivery on the review shows. They're a blast to listen to. Thank you. I'll pass that along. All right. So I'm going to cut y'all loose. Here you go. Facebook and Twitch brought to you by Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV. I will be back in moments. EZ has to go potty. Enjoy this brand new song from Jimmy. All right, that is Act 1 of the podcast. Act 2 is available right after this one. Go check it out. What are you doing? Don't miss a second of it. Thank you so much.